topic of Hefsek Tahara. Okay.
Is it still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jordan pointed out to me in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, we thought, Jeremy had asked me, I said that Hefsek Tahara, we assume, is a Din D'oraisa, and I said it was a Svara. So Jordan pointed out to me in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, in Siman Kuf Tzad Vav, in our Siman Sif Aleph, he points out that it's really a major machlekes in the Rishonim. There was a Ruah in Chelek Aleph, Parsha and Perek Samach, Shin Lamed Ches quotes the Rashbam. We've seen a few times already this summer, there was a Ruah quotes the Rashbam. He claims that Hefsek Tahara is the Rabbanon because mine is Pasuach. So, therefore, Hefsek Tahara is the Rabbanon, and he were Chosh Shemaras Adam and Sof Yom Shmini. However, the Tais HaRosh and Samach Tesem and Alf I saw yesterday has a Sofek whether it's derived to the Rabbanon. And from the Ramban, in the beginning of Perek Beis Chosnid, it's clear that it's D'oraisa. The Meiri says the same thing in that Gemara, and that's what we assume Ladinit. In fact, there's a pasuk that's quoted that they want to quote from Chitir, Chiyiter, Mizova, in the Torah's Kohanim, it's a Drosha, Mizova, Chiyifsok, Mizova. The pasuk says Vimtara, Mizova. The Drosha is Chiyifsok, Mizova, through a Bedikas Hefsek Tahara. So therefore, maybe there's a... So you really have the gamut. You have some Rishonim say the Rabbanon. We found a sheet of the Rabbanon. We found a sheet that says Sofik. We found the sheet is a D'oraisa. And within D'oraisa, we said as far or a Pasuk. We want to say as far on our own, or it's a Pasuk. But it's interesting that in the Chut Shani from Rav Korelitz, he has a Sofik. Interesting. Even if you assume it's D'oraisa, the requirement of Hefsek Tahara, let's say, God forbid, a woman has a hysterectomy, where her uterus is removed. So all she's got to do is go to the mikveh one more time, and then that's it. So in such a situation, though, before she goes to the mikveh the last time that she'll have to in her life, will she have to do a Hefsek Tahara? So if you say it's a Svara, then she has no uterus, so why should she have to? But if it holds exerz a kosev, then maybe she would need a bedikah, she would need a Hefsek Tahara, even when her uterus was removed, God forbid, because it's exerz a kosev. Okay. Mishkoyev to Jordan for this. So that was the first nakud I wanted to begin with.
Levy, I saw yes. This would also affect whether she has to do bedikas as well, this lady. I mean, if you hold it's a svar, she doesn't have to do bedikas inside the kibbutz.
Yeah, but maybe the bedikas on the Rabbanon, maybe we wouldn't require her to do that. Maybe we wouldn't require her to do that. But the Yeraisa, then, that we would require. I don't know if you'd require the bedikas in such a case. Maybe 1 in 7. We'll get to it, Lamaisa. Okay? That was the first nekuda I wanted to mention. Second nekuda, before we get going upon the mahalach, is that I mentioned the lashon to Jordan and Yoni yesterday in Sif Yud Beis. He has a lashon there. What was the lashon? The lashon was stira shirachar shiva, was kagon shalo tovla kiroi. The lashon of the machaber was you didn't go to the mikveh properly. It was a stira shirachar shiva. It's a loss in a strain, muddle, loss in a steer. Whatever it means they weren't Tovah Keroi, there was a Chatzitza. So we said, what do you have to do? We said in the situation of what you have to do is you have to what? You have to Tovelis Becholes, and it's fine. However, in a situation where she mixed up the day, she went one day early, so you need Sheish Ona Shlemus, we learned, and then you caught one day in your Tovah. Question is, do you need a Hefsek Tahara in that? So the Sefer Malbushi Tahara says you need a Hefsek Tahara. And also the Sefer Tahara Yisrael says the same thing. And the Bodhi Ashulchan in Omid Shinichet says, Meicha Tesi, you should need a Hefsek Tahara. You already did a Hefsek Tahara before you started your Sefira. You messed up the count, okay, so now you got to fix that up. But he said it's Poshit, the Bodhi Ashulchan, he thinks. You don't need a Hefsek Tahara in that case. I want you to get that down. He says, Meduik and Sifyut. In Sifyut, if you see blood in the middle, Lamaisa, we said if you see blood in the middle of the Sfira, Lamaisa, remember the Machaber said you need a Hefsek Tahara? He doesn't mention it here. So if you needed a Hefsek Tahara, he would have mentioned it. So that's what the Bodhi Ashulchan wants to say against the Sefer Mabushi Tahara and the Sefer Tahara Sisra. Okay. Yes?
I want to ask a question on the previous point. He said, according to the Kodesh, he says it's a Sfara, then it's a Tahara.
Well, it's a Shaila, whether it's a Jezekosm or a Sfara, yeah.
But if you say it's a Sfara, it's a Raisa. And then, isn't that a whole here saying if it's a spara, then you can change. Isn't that like a formula of aim, darshan, kind of graph?
No, because it's not a beferish apostle, l'maisa. It's not a beferish apostle. Beferish a din, you have darish tam and a krah. We have a drasha, we have a din that we will not have sektar. There's a requirement. Whether some rishonim say it's the rabbanan. So it's not darish tam and a krah. Darish tam and a krah is not a mitzvah in the Torah, you're darish tam and a krah. The machlej Reb Shimon and the chachamim, where they give darish tam and a krah. Some rishonim say this whole din is only the rabbanan, rashbam, right?
I'm saying, if it's the darish din,
it's the nature of the din. Yeah. It's not a throne, it's a swallow. Not Darish Tamil Kras when you have a Furish apostle. Okay, let's continue now from where we left off yesterday. Okay? We mentioned there are three steps in a Hefsik Tara. She has to wash, then she does a Bedika Pnimis internal exam, and then she does the Moch Dochuk. Okay? So, Lamaisa. It's interesting that the eid bedika should be made of white garment, soft, clean. B'shas adchak, we'll get to when we get to Shulchan Aruch, but you could use cotton, b'shas adchak, and also you could use toilet paper, b'shas adchak, white toilet paper. The eid should not be too big, should be able to be small enough that she can get into the makomis to the choron and stocken. Very important. There is a sheet of the Ravid that I want you to know that says you don't need horn and stocking. It's enough to have a bedika by its chitzon. He says you only need horn and stocking for Tyrus Dafka, not Labaila. And we don't accept that at all. With all the poskim arguing that you need horn and stocking even for Baila. Halakha L'maisa. It could be that it's only a chumra midrabanan. Could be that midirais you don't need it. But the Chum made such a gzeir, and it would be ma'akiv, maybe even b'di'evin, where it's efshar and you didn't do it. Where it's low efshar, you're dealing with a basul, or she has pains or something, then it would be enough b'dikas v'ayas achitzon, without horn and stock, and the Sidri Tara says it's zifkan kofkim. Also, it's important to point out that the eidim are sold at pharmacies, and they should be, they should be ones that you prepare properly. You should check their cleanliness beforehand. And if it's hard, difficult for a woman to do such a bedike, she can wet the aid, no problem. She could put, let's say, KY jelly on it. Lamaisa also, as long as it's, and then on Shabbos, Lamaisa could even do KY jelly on it, even on Shabbos itself. But she can put water on it, on the aid, and put some KY jelly on it itself. And the bottom line also, we should put out the examination of a doctor or a bodekis, if they understand, the frum doctor understands halacha, and they examine her, so that could also count perhaps as a hefsek tara as well. Even if she doesn't do it herself, if a bodekis does, it would be good as well. Okay, so in the makaber, yeah, real quick, Zach.
You said we bought it at a pharmacy. We're talking about like a
No, the Adim are bought at the mikveh. They bought at the mikveh. They can be sold at a far. They have, in Eretz Yisrael, they have special.
Oh, in Israel.
In Eretz Yisrael, yeah, not here. Or a mikveh, they sell them. So you should get them. So the Mechaber Lemaisa, the Roma writes in Sif Aleph, the Roma writes the following. Actually, the Mechaber Paskins, right? Mechaber writes, Le'olam Yilmud Adam. The Ramah adds Lachman Chachila B'soch Beis Shibodekas B'yom Hefsek Tara B'moch Tochuk She'esham Kol Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos means we'll see at least 20-25 minutes. Shezu Abedika Motzia Mikol Sofek. The Machaber quotes from the Rashba and the Torah Sabai Zakotzer. So there is a requirement L'maisa at least for 20-25 minutes that it should be during throughout the whole Ben Hashmashos. And the moch docha is to get rid of all sveikas. And she puts it in the bedika, she does it roy, it's considered to be, if the woman does the bedika keroy, the bedika is considered to be what? Is considered to be good, and then she does a hefsek tara, and then she does a moch docha. Now the moch docha is not ma'akev, okay? We'll see one case, maybe it is ma'akev, it's a machlekes, but the bottom line is that if she does a hefsek tara without a moch tochuk, it is not ma'akev. So if you have a situation where a woman's nursing or a kala might irritate herself, and it's a difficult situation. So sometimes you have to go to be, you go to a Mora Hora, you go to a Rav, and he can waive the requirement of a Moch Tachuk. But it's an old, it's an age old custom, and so people shouldn't willy nilly just get rid of it. Okay, so you have to use your discretion. She has to get a permission from a Rav. But in such a situation, a woman's Yoletta, she has stitches. Let's say a woman who's pregnant, Lamais, it's hard to, you don't want to do a Moch Tachuk, hurt the baby, God forbid, Rachman Alitzan. So there are situations where Moch Tachuk definitely can be waived. And like I just told you, I had a shot with a Kala. I don't know, they told her to do, do it B'dikas every day. It caused problems. So you have to use your discretion, but Lamaisa, it's certainly not makiv. In certain situations, it can be waived. But stam wave it all the time is not proper. There was is a good reason. Like I said, it's age old custom, and in certain situations, it might be mikra din. Okay. So in a situation where a woman, let's say, has lomashal, she saw a kesem in the middle of the shivanikim, she thought it was good. And she continues a day or two, and it turns out, Lamaisa, that the kesem was a problem. It was tame. So in such a situation, sometimes you can use the hefsek tara or the bedika that she did as the hefsek tara to restart the count. She didn't do a moch tachuk in that case. Okay, it's also another example of a case where there was no moch tachuk done. Or she saw a kesem during the shivanikim, and she had to start over, but she thought she didn't bring the kesem. She thought it was fine, but she didn't bring the kesem to a chacham for a day or two. Then he tells her it's bad, so she's got to start counting from the 2 days ago. Well, did she do a hefsek tara? She did a bedika. So the bedika will count as a hefsek tara. I shouldn't do a moch tachuk. Again, that's an example. It will not be makiv. Now, a woman, God forbid, that has a makab also makom, it's a big shayla, she does a hefsek tara. The Chavos Das and the Biurim and Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav Sufkot and Gimel says such a woman cannot do a hefsek tara because we are not told of a makkah and a bedika of a hefsek tara. Could be as what Jordan pointed out, maybe it's deraisa, there's a kosa or svara, but make a taste, we're not told on something that's deraisa. And the Chavos Das is very adamant about it. You cannot ascertain with certainty that the dam came from the makkah. It's very possible the dam is tame, and there is possible the dam tame. And therefore, since we need to know, afal bishanu yodim bevado shish lo makabos omakom, the dam is a suffix dam nida, and therefore remind the woman on her chazaka that she's tmeya. Okay, and that's the sheet of the Chavos Das. However, the Nefesh Chaya in Yordea Simon Samach Gimel argues, and he says you can be toil of a maka even by a bedika the hefsek tara. And the Nefesh Chaya is based in Lomdus on the Svara that bedera klal, a woman feels argosha when dam is yotzei rachma from her womb, and if she didn't feel argosha, yesh la aniach that the dam is a dam maka, and therefore she could count the shivanikim, and it's considered to be a good hefsek. She can start, and it's considered to be a good hefsek tara. Obviously, we're talking about what we said from Rebbe Yoshev, so that's how women that feel argoshas, right? So if you're talking about a woman that doesn't feel argoshas, this shtickle tara is not going to work. But we're talking about a woman that feels argoshas, and she happened to not have argosha, so that's a raya brura, and that goes back to what we said in the beginning of summer, the whole shtickle terms we had about argosha, but that's a raya brura that is a damaka, and therefore, Lamaisa, according to the Nefesh Chaya, she could do a hefsek tara. Lamaisa, I think since this is deraisa, we should be machmir. I think that's the minig olam. One second, Eliron, that we hold like the Chavos Das. You have to consult with a rav on this, but I think that's normally what we assume. We wouldn't be making unless he had another what sniff to be makel that it's dam mak and not dam needed. A good idea to go to a bodekis or a rofe in such a case, and then maybe what that examination by doing cleaning the womb could serve as a hefsek tara. That would be the best. But in a vacuum, seems to be very difficult to be makel like the Nefesh Chaya. You assume like the Chavos Das. Yes, Eliron, go ahead.
Meaning, I thought we assumed that a re'iyah starts with argasha, but doesn't necessarily, in order for it to be a tamim in a Torah, it doesn't necessarily need
Right. It's a good hara. It's a great hara you're pointing out. Yeah, he's assuming that it's the whole way. We did have a svara for that. We did have a... I remember we did say a svara could be always concurrent with it. We did say that. You remember in the beginning we had such a svara that hargasha, but you're making a great hara. He's assuming that it is concurrent with any type of riyah, not just in the beginning. What you're saying is mechudish, no? I remember, I think we did mention in the beginning, so there was such a svara, not always a lamaisa in there. It could be always concurring with the blood, but you're making a good hara. He's assuming that. That's correct. Okay. Yes, Avram.
In Kut Pei Zayin, we said that the lady has an amenis to say that Yesha Maka B'Makor.
Yes.
Can't you just say that here if she feels it? Then you get out of the house.
Well, you got to verify, you know, where the blood's coming from, you know?
But she has an amenis to say that she feels it.
Right. Maka, you know, like, yeah, but we're talking about a situation where she's not feeling it from the wound. Let's say she's not feeling it from the wound. So then you either have Argosh or it's a blank. So you assume it's the Maka. Okay. All right, very good. Now let's get to the Zman of the Bedikin, okay? So here we had a Mishnah on Samachesim and Aleph, right? We had a Mishnah on Samachesim and Aleph. The three sheet is presented in the Mishnah, and there's a fourth presented in the Brisa, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What are the three sheetas? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Bedikin has to take place at the end of the seventh day, right? The second sheet is the Tanakama, who holds that has to be performed in the seventh day. It could be done in the morning. And then the Chachamim say it could be performed even if it's in the morning of the second day. Okay? So those are the three sheetahs presented in the Mishnah. And then in the Braisa, we had Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Samach Chesemet Beis that said she could even do the Bedikas Hefzik Tara even B'yom Rishon L'Nidasa if she stops bleeding. Okay, that was the Brisa on Samachesim at base that said Befer. She really have four sheetahs in Tanoim as to the Zman of the Bedikin. Okay? So, why is it, according to the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, is she not able to do a Bedikin until the seventh day? Nuance difference between the two. Can you do it in the morning? You have to do it by Mincha. So the Gemara in Samachesim Beis says, because until Yom Shvi, we assume Mayana Shal Ishis Pasuach. So since the Torah is Koveya, that Tumas needed is 7 days, there's an Umdana that the blood flows B'derekla for 7 days. And therefore, if the woman checks herself Samach L'Tchilas Nidas, and she doesn't need blood, it doesn't mean anything. There's still a Kayan existing Echshash that the blood might continue to flow. And therefore, it will flow after the Bedikah. So an early Bedikah in the week won't help you. Therefore, the Tanakam reviewed all the Bedikah have 6 Tara, it only works on Yom Shvi'i. And comes along the Chumim to the Tanakam reviewed, and they say no. They say a Bedikah of Yom Sheni is Moil to be Moitzi the Isha Micheskis Riyah Lecheskis Tara. So what's the Svar in the Chachamim? So it's interesting, according to the Chachamim, the woman is able to Mafsik the Hefzik Tara on the Yom Sheni L'Nidasa. It could be that according to the Chachamim, maybe they would even allow a Moch Dochuk already at the end of Yom Rishon. And therefore you could already count Yom Sheni as the first of the Yomim Nikim. And the Svara being is the Chachamim do not allow you to do a Bedikah Yom Rishon, because Yom Rishon L'Nidasa is Mayana Shalish Zadayin Pasuach. But if you place a Moch Dochuk with Sof Yom Rishon, where you see clearly that the process Lamaisa of Mayana Pesuach has what? Has stopped, and therefore there's a bridge from Yom Rishon to Yom Sheni. So therefore she's already Yom Messiah Yom Rishon Bitara, and the Mayana is not Pesuach. So it could very well be Lamaisa. You start the second day, maybe you could start, you start the second day with the Bedikah. She could what? Use the second day as one of the days of Nikim. And we know that the Mishnah is Oseka, but didn't need a Midiraisa. So the Chachamim, Zichron and Brachim, made a Takan of Nisrael, are Kizavos, and they sit Shiv and Akeem. But what's the Svara? What's the fundamental Svara difference between a Nida and a Zava? The Riyas is a Zava is not a Riyah Regila that Shayechas to a general monthly cycle. It's a Riyah that's Nigremis from a Totsah, from a Machla, a Goremis Ladam, to be Flo Shalobismano. And a woman that Lamaisa is subject to this Zavis is Lamaisa could happen at any time. And therefore, Therefore, a zaba has no real chazaka of mayana pasuach, because lamaisa, we once mentioned that a zaba has chumras and kulas. So from a certain perspective, lamaisa, she can really check herself anytime, not just yom shvi laziva, and therefore after the chumra rebzeira, she's considered a suffix zava, suffix nida, and therefore a woman's chayv to count shiva nikim, maybe she's a zaba. So it could very well be that we have to make sure that the hefsek tara, she doesn't do the hefsek tara before the zman, that the chamim would matter lamaisa in such a case. So whichever shita you hold of, you have to keep in mind that you're dealing with a situation that might be minat Torah, is minat Torah, and therefore because of the suffix, and therefore we have to be very cognizant of that. So lahalacha, how do we paskin? One sec, Yoni. Lahalacha, how we paskin? So the mechaber writes, we paskin like the chachamim. Says the mechaber. Chaber says the shivisham sheshava soferis is machilim machsh yom shepaskabo. So the mechaber lemaisa paskins lemaisa that if she wants to what? She wants to do the end of the second day, that's fine. She sees two or three days, she stops from seeing, that's fine. She can end the day. But he also adds on, which we're going to get to, should be done, but we'll take one thing at a time. So he writes lemaisa, if she wants to do a hefsek tara, so lemaisa, she could do a yom moch tachuk, and therefore that will be the bridge. And this is what he says in Sifal and Sif Beis. If the woman is rotzal asos bedika hefsek tara b'yom rishon, she's chayavis laniach moch tachuk bizman bein yom rishon l'sheni. However, the Roma argues, and the Roma says that b'dyevin, if the woman checks herself samach l'mincha b'yom rishon and did not do a moch tachuk, it's fine if she counts yom sheni as the day of what? The first day of the Shiva Nikim. But many gedol achronim are paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, that hanachas moch tachuk b'sof yom rishon is ma'keves, and if she doesn't do it, it will not what? It will not start the yom nikim. So that's what I wanted to bring out. This is the first case we see, or this is the case that we see that a moch tachuk is mikar ad-din. Here the Ramaz make, you don't even need it, but the Mechaber and the Chavis Das is very stark about this, that this is Mikra Adin, and you need Mikra Adin to be there. It's not just a Chumrah Midrabanan, okay? It's very important din. So that you have this Machlekes Mechaber Ramaz. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
I was just asking, in terms of a Zava not having a Cheskes Mayra Pasuah,
yeah.
If it comes up a Gnola, she needs a Re'iyah, she needs 3 days of Re'iyah.
Right.
So maybe that those 3 days will have a
right, but it's so unpredictable, though, in general, the nature of a Zava, so... Yeah, I hear you, once you have that, but... okay, I hear, so you're saying that it should be considered to be like that, you mean? But the truth of the matter is that, on one hand, you need Shiva Nikim for the Zava Gedolah, you don't need it for Zava Ketana, right? So you're saying that... You're saying that once you have that, it's mayana pasuach. I don't know. My response would be it's such an unpredictable time. But I hear you. Okay. All right. But nonetheless, we have this machleis mechaber ma, and this is an example of a case where moch tachuk would be mikra dedina. So as we said that we know women see 5 days, have to count 5 days anyway before they count the shiva nikim. So lamaisa. The shach here in Sifkot Vav is bothered by why are these dinim quoted here in Shulchan Aruch? Why does the Mechaber even bring it in? I mean, she's got to wait 5 days as well. So the shach says, well, it'll be very germane. We said you could have a woman that has 1 day, one day menstruation based on the birth control pills we have nowadays. But the shach says, we're talking about a case you see dam in the middle of the Shiva Nikim. So she can check herself also Erev and start the Shiva Nikim Mechadosh already from tomorrow. But lamaisa, the woman is considered to be doing as if she did a hefsek tara b'yom rishon l'riyosla. She has to check samach l'shkia and put a moch tachuk in, and that's what the shach is saying that the mechaber is what is referring to. And in order to start counting the marsh, you need a moch tachuk. However, the Tver Svi in Sifkaton Vav writes as follows: Simukuf Tzadi Vav Sifkaton Vav says against the shach, and he says the riyas dam betoch yom nikim could very well be conceptually a hemshich of the riyakodemis, and therefore you could say, well, if it's a hemshich of the riyakodemis, she sees blood in the middle of Shiva Nikim, then Bidiyavid Lamaisa, it's not a problem. She could start the days again, Mechadash, even though she didn't put in a Mokdachuk, because we view it as a continuation of the original Re'iyah, which she did do a Mokdachuk. And if she did do a Mokdachuk, then therefore that's considered to be okay. So you don't have to necessarily say Lamaisa. That's what the Tversi is calling on the Shach. So we saw many different cases yesterday. I think we had 7-8 cases. And we even broke that down, and you were saying Svaras, everyone's saying good Svaras. Some of them you only needed 7. You didn't need the 5 at all. Others was 4 and 7. But all those cases, and we bring up that example again of Yoledes, that what? Yoledes Yeros Adam with Nesha Tavla, she could check herself and place a Moch Docha Kfar Boso Erev and start already from the Shiva Nikim. So all those cases that we had, that a woman wants to, you know, start again, Lamaisa, all those cases, she, you know, they don't have to wait the 5 days. It's possible that she could use a Hefsek Tahara already, Biyom Rishon L'Riyasa, and therefore, you know, she already had it, Lamaisa, and therefore she could start the Yeshiva Nakim like that. Now, there is no obligation that the Hefsek Tahara has to be Somuch look to the Shiva Nikim. I want to stress that. Let's say a woman's traveling and she will not be able to do a Hefsek Tahara on the 5th day, let's say. Could she do it, let's say, on the 4th day, Lamaisa, and then start the Shiva Nikim after the 5th day? That's permissible. Doesn't have to be Samuch, the Hefsek Tahara to the Shiva Nikim. She's only going to menstruate for 3 days of bleed, 3 days. She'll do her Hefsek Tahara on the 4th day, and then she counts on the 5th day. Okay, now we had mentioned before that the Chachamim in Sif Aleph had Paskin like who? Like the Chachamim, but he added this caveat. What was the caveat? That they should do it Ben HaShmashos, right? According to the Chachamim, it has to be on the 7th day, could even be in the morning. Where did Mechaber get that Ben HaShmashos? So there's a few different Hezbeirim. Number one, it's possible to say that the Mechaber wanted to prevent mistakes. And therefore, a woman that checks herself on the first day, it could be, maybe she'll bleed later in the day. So if you make it Samach L'Ben HaShmashos and to put the Moch Tachuk in, then basically what you're preventing is any mistake, Lamaisa, that prevent the mistake that she does a Hefsek Tahara on Yom Rishon L'Nidasa. So that's one. One svar, very practically. Number two, again, we're talking about the Mechaber and Sif Aleph. Hefsek Tahara, that was Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said we passed the Chumim, but Zach, the Chumim said you do it in the morning. So why would the Mechaber add on to do it something with Ben HaShmashos? So one possibility is to prevent public policy a mistake. We don't want everybody to start doing Hefsek Tahara in Yom Rishon L'Nidasa. So make it something with Ben HaShmashos, create a what, Moch Tachuk, and that's the way it'll prevent it. Another shot is to say that maybe you're getting in Reb Yudah Shita. What is Reb Yudah Shita? Reb Yudah Shita is on the Mishnah, says that what has to be, take place when? At the end of the what? The end of the 7th day. So according to Reb Yudah Lamaisa, maybe you could understand Reb Yudah by saying the Hefsek Tahara is Dafka Ben HaShmashos any day, not Dafka Yom Shvi. So maybe you'd be Yotze his Shita, okay? That's a possibility to interpret Reb Yudah Shita. It's not the Pash of Pshat, but maybe a Pshat in Reb Yudah was, I don't remember which Rishon said it. You remember? Was it the Rush? Okay, good, good. Very good, Jordan. It was the Rush that said that, so maybe you get in review to Shita as well. So that's another reason why the Mechaber made a Sebin Rush. And the third possibility is Tysus. Tysus and Samachesim and Beis, the Maskal Amrule, says every day a woman sees blood is considered Yom Rishon Shel Nidasa. It's a little bit going back to what you're saying, Elron. I was thinking, to answer your Kasha. So in other words, remember you said from the Nefesh Chaya, you're requiring a concurrent hargash throughout the whole way. Maybe the lumdus is every day you see is like the first day. So it's like you view it like it's always the original thing. So maybe that's why you need our, he requires you need our hargash. So any woman that sees blood in the morning and wants to do a Hefsek Tahara in the Erev has to check herself Ben HaShmashos. And according to this, the Chumim matered the woman to do Hefsek Tahara in the Boker Yom Sheni, but that's talking about a case where she did a B'dika Hefsek Tahara Lamachras, the day after the Yom, was Mafsik Lazuv Migufo. So if you take that approach, also, maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch requires Ben HaShmashos. Nonetheless, whatever the case might be, three biurim you want to say, but the Mechaber writes black on white that you have to do this halacha l'maisa ben hashmashos. So what's the din if a woman can't do it ben hashmashos? So she should do it earlier. Do it earlier in l'maisa, and we never want to push off the sphere of Shiva Nikim at all, and therefore do it a little bit earlier, and then you do the moch tochuk ben hashmashos. Now moch tochuk l'maisa doesn't have to be ein tzrich liyos smucha l'shasa bedikin. It's very important. You could do bedikin in the morning, but you know, it's not ideal, but they don't have to come one after another. You have the bedikin, and then the moch tochuk will be done later during what ben hashmashos. Now it's very we stressed very important. He discusses here shari ora never to do hefsek tar after shkia. He points out here to shari ora. I want to just say it over. I don't know if necessarily I agree. We would agree with it, but he says that you could have envisioned two scenarios. Number one, he says that hefsek tar is a shaila whether it's diraisa of the rabbanon, and doing it ben hashmashos, he claims up to 13 minutes after shkia. That's Rebbe Avadia. You get yourself into a suffix as well. So you have a double suffix. Is ben hashmashos the day before, or is it the day afterwards? And is hefsek tara derisa derabanan? So he wants to say halacha l'maisa like this. I said I'm pretty adamant that we never will allow it before shkia. But I want you to get what he says. He wants a time you can have two different scenarios. If a woman finds blood before shkia, and she keeps doing it again and again, and she finally comes clean after ben hashmashos, he would say to be machmer in that case. However, he says, if you did the hefsek tara from the outset, after ben hashmashos, and that was clean from the very beginning, there he wants to say that you could be makel and already start counting the shiva nikim. That's what he wants to tie it. Because he says it was what? It was within the 13 minutes, and lamaisa was what? It was clean. So he wants to tie it. That would be okay. I think I would take issue with that, lamaisa. Who am I compared to him? But Lamaisa, that we hold Chok V'Yavor, Chok V'Lo Yavor is the din of what Shkia. But it's an interesting din that he brings up. Okay, of course he says, after 13 minutes you're done. Daniel, agree with me after 13 minutes. Yes, Ellie Rohn.
How many days does she have to count? If she's doing the Hesed Tara during Ben Hashmashos, so we're counting that day?
We would say it's good, and then the next day is day one. Next way is day one, which is a good nakudu, because a big mistake that people make is they always think that the hefsek tara can count as day one. Okay, he's saying that it counts as if it was done the day before, but that's a very important mistake that a lot of women make, unfortunately, that they'll do hefsek tara and they'll count that day as day one, kind of like their own mixes yom kakulo, which is not true, right? Okay. Yeah, I guess he's assuming that, you know, I guess it's like a fake, because it could be hefsek tara is the rabbanon, and it could be that, you know, it's also yom still. That's what he wants to assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also there's a suffix if you say the gonim or like rabbin tam.
Yeah, okay, we normally assume like the gonim, you know, like the gon. You know, the gon sheet is like the gon. We normally assume like that, ladinin. So, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, by the arise. I mean, okay, you know, like, no one's going to hold like rabbin tam. You know, the kula on Friday night. You know, there were communities in Europe that would mamish light lift. It was mamish dark, pitch blackout because they held the Rabbeinu Tam l'kula, you know, in the beginning of Shabbos. No one in America does that, you know. No one in America holds like that. Even Hasidim don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam l'kula. Okay.
I saw in the Shari Tzion in the Bali Yashulchan on Kufpeh Dalet.
Yes.
He says, what would you do if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam? Would it be the first Shkia or the second Shkia? And he said, Tzarechia.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, but on Dinim D'Oraisa, no one in America, yeah. No one in America does malacha after you know. Shouldn't do. No one should do malacha after shkia. We assume like the goat. Okay. Plus the fact that Rabbeinu. Okay, it's not a shir now for the Zmani Ayom, but in Lomda, the Rabbeinu Tam is very very mechudish in general. Okay, how it works. Okay. You know, the notion of 72 minutes in America is very, it's not the 72 number, it's very sphere. Okay, it's not for now. Okay, but all right. Now, hefsek tara at certain times, I want to just point out, we pointed out yesterday that she really should do it, lichat chila, before she lights licht. But if she has all the way till Shkita, no doubt. The Shach says maybe she davened also herself and the Kila davened. Maybe it's too late, but we don't assume like that. Ladina, we assume she has all the way till what? All the way till Shkia, based on the Lamedes we said yesterday. Now he brings up here Mishnah Brura, the Sharior and Siman Tov Reshit Gimel Rakhain Sifkot and Lamed Aleph. When you do on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, are you allowed to do a Hefsek Tara? Yes, you are allowed to do a Hefsek Tara, and even with Harchatza, with washing yourself before the Bedika, it's Mutter on Tisha B'Av and in Yom Kippur, even though it's an Issur Rechitza. She washes herself in a minimal way, of course. Shouldn't do too much, but it's still permissible. And certainly on Shabbos, she should prepare the Eid Mirosh in order that she doesn't have to cut anything. And like I said, if she needed KY jelly on there, also prepare it from before as well. Okay, so that's regarding the dinim of the Hefsek Tara. Let's get to the Shivas Nakim, and then we'll get to the dinim inside the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, if we get to it today. The Mishnah had the bottom of the Omen now, on Samach Chesem and Beis, right? Samach Chesem and Aleph was Hefsek Tara. Samach Chesem and Beis is Shiva Nekim. They know everything, L'maisa. Right? The Shulchan Aruch and the Chesed and Sext needed. Okay. They said once, I think Rav Toker, Rosh Hashiva and Chevron, so they asked them once for Maram Kaimis for the Shir, and they were learning Yavamas. He says, Kol HaYavamas. Kol HaYavamas. Okay. I remember that. I remember that, hearing that. Okay, Chevron and Yeshiva. Okay, Mispar, let's go now to the Shivas Yomim HaNakim. Okay, so the Mishnah says in Nidhi, Hazav, Vazav, Shabbat, Gladzim, Yom Rishon, Matzotor, Yom Shvi, Matzotor, Shor, Yom Shimitan, Lo Batu. We have three Shittas in Tanoim. Rebbe Lazar, Maharein, Becheskes, Torah, Rebbe Shomer, Enlem, Yom Rishon, Yom Shvi, Bilvad, Rebbe Kivom, Enlem, Yom Shvi, Bilvad. It's very clear from the Mishnah. And the Rishonim already make this deal. Tosfos says it where? On Zion and Beis, through Maskor B'Eliezer. The Ramban has in the Chosnida, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and the Rosh is in Perek Yud, Siman Hey. The Rishonim are Medayik, that the Mishnah is clear that a Zava has to check herself every single day. Hey Yos, nowadays, Nida Zava, we have no difference. You've got to check yourself every day. Mishnah is dealing with which Bedikas are Ma'akev B'Diyevet. Okay? The Mishnah is very clear. The Mishnah doesn't write Hazav, Hazav, Achayv, Livdok, Esatzman, Rishon, Vishri. No, it says in the Lashon of B'dievet, Shebadku Atzman. So they're all Rishon to make that deal, Klamai. So no doubt that she has to do B'dik every day. But with the three Shittas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar holds that the Halacha L'maisim, day one and day seven, are B'dievet good. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua holds not that way. Rabbi Yeshua holds if you do 1 and 7, it counts, but you'll have to do the 5 days afterwards, and you don't need to what? You don't need it to be consecutive, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And then the third shita, the most machmer shita, is Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if you do 1 and 7, l'maisa, it's not good. 7 will count as the first day of doing Shiva Nekim Vayter. Okay. So you have the three shitas in Tanoim. Now, l'maisa, what's the lumdus of the different shitas in the Tanoim? Poshub Shad, the machloikis is based on, according to Bekiva, a woman has no cheskes tara b'shivas yomim anekim. We're always worried about a flow of blood in the days she didn't check. And therefore, you're in trouble if you only did 1 and 7. You got to start over from 7, and then 7 will be number 1. Because l'maisa, she doesn't have a cheskes tara, and each day that you don't check, we're afraid of a flow. Comes Rabbi Eliezer, it's quite like Bekiva. Comes Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, I disagree with you. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, and he says that Cheskes Tara of a woman begins with B'dikas Hefsek Tara, Erev Yom Rishon, B'dievet Kirolanis Chazaka, all the days she didn't check, and therefore 1 and 7 suffices. However, what's the lumdus of the middle sheet of Rabbi Yeshua? Mimon of Shoch. Either he holds that there's a flow all the days, the Mela Rabbi Yeshua, why should he count the days that you checked? Even the first Yom Rishon shouldn't be good. And therefore, you shouldn't be able to just pick it up with another 5 and you're fine. And imitzat sheni, if you're not chayish at all, l'maisa, so why does he say, l'maisa, that it shouldn't be good? Let 1 and 7 be good. So it could be you could come up with a lumdus, and this is what Shariar once said, I thought it was a beautiful lumdus, and that is, hopefully, as we have time, we'll get to it later. He wants to say a lumdus like this, that b'emison, shittas Rabbi Yeshua holds as a cheskes tara from the Hefsek tara. So why doesn't he count it, l'maisa, like Rabbi Eliezer? So he wants the taina that bedikis are lamaisa not just a vehicle to determine what she's tamei or not, but they're an integral element of the process of sfiras yomim and akim. And the Torah writes, "V'safra lo shivas yomim achar titar." The male, a woman has to be soifer shivas yomim, and then she becomes tohirah. It's not enough that the 7 days of cleanliness pass by, and therefore she's fine. Just like a person counts sfiras oimer tin pesach and shulis, who would dinami? The woman counts the shivas yomim nekim, the begetter, what begetter, an integral part of it. And therefore, sfiras oimer is done bepeh. How does sfiras shivas nekim done? It's done through bedikya. Memeila Zakhtar Bishua, I thought it was a beautiful swara. Zakhtar Bishua, the beautiful Hesbury, wants to say that, you know what, 1 in 7 can count because you did a bedikin. But you can make it up another 5 days. The Maisa bedikin, La Maisa, is an integral part, La Maisa. Dave, you follow what I'm saying? The Maisa bedikin is an integral part. By Sphere Somi, you need a bepeh. But by Sphere Somi, you need a bedikin. By Sphere Shivanikin. Memeila. And I couldn't find Lomaisa. The Gemara Paskin is like Rav Elazar. We have a Gemara in Erev and Menvav and Beis Halacha and Erev and Kiva and Mechavero. V'lo Mechaverav. Well, this is a Mechaverav. So maybe it's not a problem. And the Gemara in the bottom of Sarmaches and Beis says, Halacha Kerev Eliezer. Okay, there was a Mishkas. I looked in the Alkab Yerim Mishkas. I couldn't find it. If why attack we pass Erev and Kiva. But I was thinking, it's not a problem. Halacha Mechaverav, Mechaverav. Because there's two other Tanoim here. It's not just one colleague. Lamaisa, the Gemara Paskins, like Rabbi Elazar, 1 in 7 is good, and we have to stress this is only Bidiyevit. The Chachilas, you should do check every day. But 1 in 7 is a Gemara, and therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, it's considered to be good. However, the Gemara goes weiter in Samachesim Beis and has a Shiloh within Rabbi Eliezer. Ibailu, Hazava, Hazava, Shabbat, Glatz, and Yomrishim, Yomashmini, Umatzatar, the Shar Yomel, Abad, Gulablazar, Mao. Chilasan sofen binin vachat chilasan ikus sofen lake o dilme chilasan avagav shein sofen. What's the machleikus? Machleikus amoraim amorav hihi chilasan avagav shein sofen. Chinina mer chilasan sofen binin hachat chilasan ikus sofen lake. So it's a machleikus between Rav and Chanina within Rabbi Eliezer. What happens if you 1 in 8? What's the din? So the machleikus we showing them how to paskin. Okay. Basically, 1 in 8 is basically what? Is it enough to do 1 day during the Shiva Nikim? That's what it's symbolic of, right? Is it 1 day enough? Is it B'dika B'yom Rishon enough from the Shiva Nikim? So the Rambam in Ilchos Yisuri B'ya Perek Vav Halacha Chav Beis and the Rosh in Perek Yud Siman Hey and the Ravid quoted in the Rosh Pasuk like Rav that B'dievid, 1 B'dika is enough. However, the Smag in the Sefer HaTruma, Beis Yosef quotes this in Kuf Tzadi Vav. The Beis Yosef quotes the Kufsad of Dirmasko, Smag, passes like a Bechaninin, that if you check only what? Betchilas Yom Nekim, Ubesofum Ola Asvira, it's not enough with 1 bedikin. So, lo halacha, the Mechaber quotes in Siftal with both cheetahs, yes? Mechaber and Siftal quotes both cheetahs, and Lamaisa, he passes, he cannot be Mekel. A woman has to check herself every day, but even if she is 1 in 7, it's fine. But if she doesn't do at least 2 days of 1 in 7, she cannot what? She cannot go to mikveh. Okay, we'll get to the details of that. Allah l'maisa. And that's what the Chai Adam Paskins, Allah l'maisa, the Mechaber Kutz, Ein Lahakal, stark about it. It's very stark about it. Chedush Yitash Beit says, in Hivsik the Batara, Rav Allah Shiva Yom Belo Vedika, she has to recount me on Mashmini Ve'elam. He just says, El Adayin Sarach Iyun, when she counts the second time, the 7 days, does she have to check every day or not? There's enough to do 1 in 7. That's the Lechem Nesumle has such a suffix. But Halacha L'maisa, that's the Mechaber says, Ein L'shanos, okay? The Chayadim also paskins. B'dievid, she did Hefsektara 1 in 7, it's good. Halacha L'maisa. So says the Noda Buda in the Tshuvas. But this is a steer in the Noda Buda. The Noda Buda in the Tshuvas, Madura Tinan Sim Kuchas, also says, Hefsek Tara 1 in 7 is good. But if she doesn't do 1, she doesn't say 3 in 7, it does not work. The Noda Buda in the Dagram Ravava, in the Pesach Tshuva in Sifkar Vav, he says it is good. You did 3 in 7. So there's a steer in the Noda Buda from the what Dagram Ravava to the what to the Noda Buda in the Tshuvas. Okay. Now, what's the din if a woman has a petza, boso makom? So as I said, you want to always diminish the bedikas in such a case, because it might cause problems. Halacha l'maisa, but you at least got to do 1 and 7. I think Akala, some rabbanim say we'll do 1, 3, and 7. You know, at least want to do 1, 5, and 7, whichever one you want to do. There should be one in the middle, okay? But the other days where you're not requiring an internal one, she should just wipe herself. She could just wipe herself, you know, wipe herself externally. But l'maisa, that's where that kula comes from. She's nursing. 1 and 7. Okay, Kala, 1, 3, or 7. 1, 5, and 7. Okay. Let's get to the dinim now if a woman's not Baidik Rishon Vishvi. Okay? So we said the Mechaber Lamaisa is not Makel at all. And Lamaisa, the Bedika on Yom Shmini, 1 and 8 does not count in the is Yom Shvi. So what you see from here, Lamaisa, is two very fundamental things. Number one, there are two conditions for a woman Shiva Nikim to be good. Number one is that she has to check in the beginning and the end. And number two is that there cannot be 5 days where she doesn't check. Right? 1 and 7 is good because 2, 3, 4, 5 is good. Anything more than 5 is bad. Okay? You have more than 5 days without Abedika, you're of tzuris. That's what the 1 and 7 scenario creates for you. More than five days without a bedikah, you're in trouble. So if she does 1 and 8, even though she did the beginning and the end, she's in trouble because there were 6 days passed without a bedikah. She could not go to mikveh. Okay? She's got to do shiva nikim again, mischilosim. Okay? The bedikah of Yom Shmini could count as the first day. Now what happens if she checks herself only the 7th day? She did a hefsek tara and number 7. But she didn't do Yom Rishon. So since she didn't do a bedikah tchila v'sof, the Yom Shvi l'maisa, right, could count as what? Could count as Yom Rishon, and from there she'll start her Shiva Nikim again. So again, 1 and 7 are makim. Can't do hefsek tara in 7, okay? Now, l'maisa, it could be, let's talk about different scenarios that might come up regarding this, okay? So she, let's say, the following situation. Okay, we have to be... what would be in a situation where she checks herself in Yom Rishon and then she forgets to what? She checks herself in Yom Rishon and then B'yom Nosaf and she does another day besides Yom Rishon. Let's say 3 or 5 and then she forgets to check Yom Shvi. What do you say about that? So say she does 1, 3, or 1, 5. Let's say 1 and 5, let's say. And then she does day 8. Is that good? Yeah, why not? Why not? She could check Yom Shmini and then go to Mikveh. No. Because she did 1, 5, and 8. There was never more than 5 days that went without a bedikah. She did the beginning and end. So that would be considered to be good. And the bedikah of Yom Rishon, Yom Shmini would be considered the beginning and the end. And the bedik in the middle helped out, you know, fulfilled that tanai that there was not more than five days without a bedikin. Now, what would be if she checks herself Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni? What would you say? She's not able to do a bedikin Yom Chi and then go to mikveh. Why not? Because in that case, there was more than 5 days without a what? Without a bedikin. So what would be in if a woman forgot to do a bedikah Yom Rishon, she checked herself Yom Sheni, and then she checks herself again Yom Shmini. So she forgot 1, she did 2 and 8, and could she be what? Could she be Toivo Lel Yom Chi? So what would you say? So again, that's a problem because the bedikahs on day 2 and day 7 wasn't beginning and end. Because day 2 wasn't the beginning.
So if you think 2 and 8, that's a 2 and 7. Yeah.
No, she forgot to do the bedikah Yom Rishon, and then she checked herself on Yom Sheni. Right? So then she checks herself again on Yom Shmini.
Right.
And she goes to Mikveh Lamaisa on Lel Yom Chi. Right? So
Lel Chi is the issue.
No, so ain dai bebedikas biyomim masheni veshvi, right?
Okay.
Kevin she ain la bedikas betchila sviru besofa. right?
Meaning ches would be good, but zayin is no good.
One second. She again, she didn't do Yom Rishon. She did Yom Sheni, right? And then she did eight. She did one. She did two and eight.
Two and eight should be okay, no?
Should be one.
It
should be one and seven, which is a problem with two and eight, which is not.
What do you say? She forgot to check herself on Yom Rishon. She checked herself on Yom Sheni. Then she checked herself again on Yom Shmini. She didn't do seven.
But then after he says Shvi, no, that's what he
says. No, so he says she could go if she goes to the mikvah and lo yom chi, it's a problem because ain dai bebedikas yom masheni vashvi.
Shvi, so why is he saying Shvi? I thought we're talking about a case where we did ches.
I don't know what he means. That's right. He says there's no bedikas in the beginning of the sphere and the end in that case.
Two is the beginning.
Yeah, so why is that not good then?
Yeah.
Eight is the end.
Calm up.
So why is that not good? I think I'm misunderstanding it. I think we're misunderstanding it. Okay, whatever. We understand the principle.
Yeah.
The principle is you have to have a beginning and end, and you can't have more than 5 days without a bedikah. Okay? What were you saying, Jordan?
It could be that if she, like, somehow, I don't know how she did this, but she acknowledged that the first day where she missed.
Yes.
Right, if she, like, saying, like, that is my first day, so somehow, if she can somehow create that scenario, so then 2 and 8 would be an issue.
Because she wanted first day to be the...
If she wanted that first day to be the first day...
Right.
And now day 8 is a new cycle, so then 2 and 8 would be a problem. But
I think that's what he's trying to bring out.
Right.
He's trying to bring out that 2... Well, why would she want to do that? That's what I'm just...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why she wanted to do that, but okay. I don't know why she would want to do that. Okay, but he says this. This is what I want to bring out. Many women... and this is an important din I want to bring out. Check themselves at night, lel tefillah. Okay? And this bedikah is not obligatory at all. Because it's already Yom Shmini halachically. It's after Shkia. Nevertheless, if they want to do it, they can continue to do it. But it's very important to know that this is not treated like bedikah Yom Shmini. And if you didn't do it, it's not makiv at all. So if she forgets to do it, lemaisa, you know, she shouldn't think, oh, I forgot to do bedikah on Yom Shvi, I can save myself with this minig that I have. That's ridiculous. Yom Shvi, bedikah Yom Shvi is before Shkia. Okay? So therefore, she would have to, what, add on a day of the Yom Nikim, you know, the Yom Nikim, and then the Tovel the next night. So that's a very important din to know, Lemaisa, that halacha, Lemaisa. So a very important din to that halacha. Okay, I want to stress that, okay? Some people have that minig, but don't think that it became, you know, like Yom Shvi. So what's the rule of the matter? The rule of the matter is, Mikra Din, you got it there, Jordan? Thank you. Mikra Din, a woman is chayv to check herself every day. In case of Suffolk, she has to go to a Moira Hora, go to a Rav, how to figure it out. But Lamaisa, we have to be makbid to do before Shkia, not at night. Should be done on the makiv is what? First 1 and 7. And it's very important, I want to note this, that not only the bedik itself, but also the checking of the age should both be done for Shkia. A lot of people, there should be hakpada about that, okay? Not just the maisa bedik, everything should be done for Shkia. Halacha lemaisa. And a woman that checks herself 7 days and for some reason, she's docha the tefillah, whatever, she's sick or something. The halacha, she's becheskes tara. She does not have to do any more bedikas. That comes up quite a bit sometimes. She doesn't have to do an extra bedika. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
Why is there such a problem that the checking?
I think it's a good public policy because then you're starting to start, maybe this is not good, then you're going to do it again. You know, you got to leave enough time that. You know, you have to check.
Not the actual check.
No, just, but halachically, practically wise, you don't want to do this. Like we said, you shouldn't rush. Start half an hour because you keep doing it again. You also shouldn't, as long as I get in the, it's not a good practice. Because it's not good. You're going to do it again. You're already past Shkia.
But a woman knows that she's only going to have time to do a bedikah before Shkia without checking.
It's not makif. I'm just saying, I think there's a general practice you shouldn't do it, right? Don't get in the practice. As long as I have enough time to do eight, I'll check it after. It's no big deal. Okay. Also, we mentioned Lemaisa. What's the suffix? If she's a suffix, whether she checked herself or not, halacha Lemaisa. And we said that, hefsek tara is a din d'oraisa. And, you know, she should do it before Ben HaShmashos. But what's interesting is if she checked herself Yom Rishon, Ben HaShmashos, and then she checks herself again in Yom Shvi, Lamaisa, maybe there's here reason to say the Rishon and the Paschal like Rav. You remember what Rav said? Machlekes Rav and Chanina within Rabbi Elazar, if you had one, only did one day. So here, let's say again, she checked herself Yom Rishon as Ben HaShmashos. So, you know, she did a good Hefzikara, but one was, you know, Ben HaShmashos and seven. So here, maybe, you can mitzarf the Shittas and Rishon, the hell like Rav and Mitovo, Motze Yom Shvi, and a woman that checks herself Lamaisa Yom Rishon, and then she checks herself as Ben HaShmashos on Yom Shvi, she could also be Tovo Miyad, maybe in such a case as well, because again, you mitzarf the Shitt of Rav, that one time would be enough. But again, not to get in scenarios like that, to try to what? Try to be careful about doing that. Okay, let's continue now. It's getting late, Lamais, because we've got to get into the Sifim Shulchan Aruch. What's the number of bedikas we do every day? So the Smag is of the opinion in Lavin Kufiyot Aleph. He writes, a woman should check herself twice a day, one in the morning and two before Shkia. Why is one not enough? So the Beis Yosef says in Sifkat and Dalid, he says that the Smag learned it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says Beferish, a woman that's also Betaris has to check herself twice a day. And the Rabban in Hilchos Nida in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, is not Mashma that they needed Osek Betaris. And he says that one time a day for a Nida suffices. What's the Lomdus, the Rabban and the other Rishonim? Because a woman that's also Betaris has to check herself twice a day, not to be Mafsa Taris. Because if she found blood, she didn't know when she became Tomei, all the Taris she did, Lamafrei will be Tomei, they have to burn it, all the vegetables. So a woman checks herself in the morning and the evening to make sure that if the all the Taurus Lamaisa don't become Tomei. That's how the Gemara is Masbir there on Dalan and Beis. So therefore, Lamaisa, we understand the requirement of Takanish Tibetika is only Shaykh by Taurus. It's not Shaykh to need it. Because there's no fruits and vegetables to deal with and need it. However, Lamaisa, the Shmag compares the Din of Taurus to the Din of Heter Labayla, and therefore you acquire it twice. So that's one simple way to say it. I think on one level to say, do you compare needed a bialah to the din of taurus or not? However, there's another way. Perhaps you could be mazed with this machleis and rishonim, and maybe it depends upon how you view the din of shiv nikim. The Rabban is of the opinion that the bedika creates a cheskes taurah for that day. So if she checks herself in the morning, that whole day is solidified and stamped as a cheskes tara. And the maisa, the function of the bedika is to check her status at that reg of the bedika bilvat. And once she's tahora, the rest of the zman of the day is tahora. And the smagos say no. The smagos say no. The function of the bedika is not to have a chalois, you know, that there should be a gushpanka on that day. The function of the chalois is to determine whether there's blood flowing in this woman or not. And you always have to determine from, was there a blood flow from the previous bedika or not. So if you take that approach, if the blood's flowing or not, Lamaisa, you have to determine whether that day was between the bedikas, was there flow. So you need one in the morning, you need one in the evening. And therefore the gap in between the morning and the evening, I can define, was there any blood or not. So I have to have one in the beginning, one in the end, because could very well be that there was a flow of blood and we lost it. And we have to make sure, Lamaisa, that it was, you know, from one bedika to the other. Therefore, the smag says she should check herself in the morning and for shkia to make sure, Lamaisa, that the flow of blood that was from the previous day, Lamaisa, you know, didn't exist at all. And if you're going through the shiva nikim, there was not throughout the whole days. So that's maybe there's, you view the bedika as just is a gushpanka in that day, like the what, like the shita of the Ramban, or do you say no, that the function of the bedika is to make a bridge, that there hasn't been a flow of blood between these bedikas. So one very good nafkamina would be harchatza in the shivas nikim. Rav Moshe in the Yordaya, chelik aleph simin sadi dalid, says during the shivas nikim should a woman be careful not to wash the makom snias in the shivas nikim, because maybe she'll wipe blood away and she won't find it. So lamaisa, according to the smag, makes a lot of sense. Because the bedikah is to establish the matzah of the woman, the whole meshech hazman. that was over from the Bedika Kodemis, so it's appropriate that she shouldn't be Reichitz. But according to the other approach, Lomaisa, according to the Ramban, and there are many Gedolachrim that allow her to wash Makom Sneis, Beshivas, Yom Nikim, they hold like the Ramban, that the Bedika is create what? On that day itself, from this one time, and therefore there's no Isser to be Reichitz in the Shiva Nikim at all. And therefore, Lomaisa, the truth of the matter is a woman should check herself, maybe before the Rechitza, Lomaisa, and to make sure she's getting a problem. So how do we paskin on this? Do you need two or one? So the Machaber here in Siv Dal that holds like the smock, she should check twice. And if everything is all equal, why not? I mean, if a woman's not irritated and it's fine, Zach, so she should check herself in the morning and before Shkia, Lomaisa. I don't think it's right to have a practice that a woman should always only do one a day. Machaber says like the smock. So if Lomaisa, a woman's not irritated, and that's what it's supposed to be, so just let her check herself. One in the morning, one in the evening, one before, one after, you know, Nates, and one before. And I stress that because in the winter, you know, a lot of times you have to tell your wife not to do it before Nates. It's got to be after Nates and before Shkia. The Beis Yosef in Oz Dalet, through Maskel Mashakosov Rabbeinu, says it's roy to do the B'dikas HaBoker Miyad when she gets up from her bed. What are the two reasons for that? Number one, Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs, in general. Number two, in order to prevent forgetfulness. So B'dievet, if she checked herself once, that day is good. But L'chachila, she should check herself in the morning and before Shkia. Okay, so that's Lagabe, the Machaber's Pesach, like the what? Like the smog, and however you want to say it, either he's Mashta and Lomdus Nida Labaila to Taurus, or he has this approach to the Shiva Nikim to make sure you have this bridge that there's been no flow. Okay, let's continue now, Vaita. What about Hesach Hadas in the Shiva Nikim? Yeah, real quick, Kelly Ron, go ahead.
Just in terms of the Bdika,
yes.
I think the Shiva Levi writes, or maybe it was in the Chushani I saw a while ago.
Go ahead.
That you can do Bdika from a Brit Shachar Bia.
Well, that's a Mishnah in Megillah.
That'll work for, as opposed to from our niece, but that might be different for a Bdika on the end of a vest, because vestos are determined Dafka by the sun as opposed. So Bdika for Hesek, for Bdika Zayin Nikim, would be good from a Amud HaShachar, but if you have a daytime vest, the thing from a Amud HaShachar wouldn't work.
Really?
So because he isn't talking about that. I think I've got that from Bani Shulchan.
That's a Lomdus.
Because if you assume that vestos are telling on the actual movements of the sun, so you need a daytime vest is from Hanetz to Shkia, and it has nothing to do with halachic
day. Yeah, I hear. Okay, good. I'm glad you brought that up, because it reminded me, I wanted to say this over, that a woman that's counting her Shiva Nikim in America and then goes to Eretz Yisrael, so the truth of the matter is she's losing 7 hours, right? From the, you know, Me'es Leis. So the Minchas Yitzchak and the Shevet Alevi, they pass and she can be tovel Tzitz Kochavim to Eretz Yisrael. The end of the Shiva Nikim, she doesn't have to wait another 7 hours Tzitz Kochavim, because Kol Abomim Mokom Acher, Nigra Acher Oso Mokom Shabal L'Sham. So you don't have to worry about to wait another 7 hours. Interesting scenario. Could happen all the time, right? Okay. Okay, let's continue now. About Hesach Hadas getting late, and then so we'll be able to finish up tomorrow this soon, and maybe at the starting of Chatzitza, but let's see. It says, there's a notion of Hesach Hadas in Sfirat Sayom. The Shlach Kodesh, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuvah, Kesimikuf Tzadi Vav Sifkon Dalet. Amazing thing, says you're supposed to count the days bepeh. The woman should say, Ayom Yom Nechel the Sfirah, Yom Shani the Sfirah, like we do by Sfirat Sayomer. Then she won't be mufubelis, and she'll be able to remember. However, Lamaisa, the Pesachei Tshuvah, rejects the Shlach Kodesh, and he writes that we don't have to do it bepeh. Okay? Calls to mind the Tyson Subas with the Fine Bays, where Tyson Subas says, why don't we say a brach on the Shiv Nikim? Because he says she might see it in the Soser. But by Sphere Somer, you might forget, though, no? Rav Scheinberg Zatzal asked that on Tyson. See, Tyson Machala between Sphere Somer. Why did you say a brach on Shiva Nikim? So Tyson, because you might see blood, it might be Soser. So, what about by Sphere? You might forget it, but it would be Soser. So, Scheinberg asked that on Tyson. It's an interesting kasha. But the bottom line is that the Shlach Kodesh learned from the Taisvus, Halach Lamais, you might not have to say a brach on the Sfira, but you have to do Sfira Bepeh. And many of the Gedol Achronim, who said the Piskachusko and Dalit, Shem Ram Ben Baruch, points out that the Sfira Zomer is not a mitzvah in the Atzma, just to make sure. And Jordan pointed out in his notes here, you underlined the Rabban al-Atar, I didn't get a chance to look it up, Parsh Emor, Perachav Gimel Pasek Tes, that the Chiyuv Sphere is just a Bir Vashkocha B'Shivas Yomim. It's not a Din B'Peh that you have to do it B'Peh. Just to make sure everything's fine. So make a taste, you should have to do it B'Peh. You do it through a B'Dikin. So you should call Jordan on that Rabban al-Atar. But the Shloah Kodesh we should know. But this brings us to the following. The Milz talk in Simen Samach Gimel. Let's get this. I don't know if we have time to finish it today, but tomorrow we'll pick it up with this. Milt Stock had an interesting shiloh, and that is the story was a woman saw a kesem on her body during the Shiva Nikim, and she did a bedika, a hefsek tara, and that night she thought it was a problem that afternoon. She started counting again. And the next day, her friends or neighbors say to her, you know what? She didn't do askalton. She didn't act properly. Because she was mechuyev to do 5 and 7, not just count Shiva Nikim. She was mechuyev to do the 5, then the Hefsek Tara, then do the 7. So she stopped doing the Shiva Nikim. She listened to her neighbors, and she stopped the count. Then it turned out that the neighbors were wrong. And Lamaisa, it turned out that the neighbors were wrong. Because remember we said during the Shiva Nikim, you don't have to do 5 and 7, you just do 7 again. So she comes to the Rav, and in those few days where she had counted, she stopped counting because she thought the neighbors were right. Turned out the neighbors were wrong and she was right. So the Shaila is, can she mitzaref those days? Lamai said she wasn't really counting. So the Nil Tztok is Koveya that a woman that is Mesiach Das from a Sfira cannot count those days. And he gives 2 svaras for it. Number one, he says, the Pasuk says, Isha Chayav Lispor is Yom Menachim, Im Tara Mizova Vesafra Lashiv is Yom Achar Titar. And even if she doesn't count Bepeh, she has to be in the process of counting, like we said from the Ramban al Atayr, like Jordan pointed out. So if some of the days she's in Mesiach Das, forget about it. They can't be old. That's number one svar. And number two, he says once a woman's Mesiach Das from the Yom Menachim, Rechosh is maybe what? Not only that it's felt in the what? In the Sfira. But it's felt, Lamai says, Shemesh, she was marked something. Maybe she saw a kesem. She didn't pay attention to it because she didn't think she was in the Shiva Nikim yet. And in other words, a woman that knows, she has to know she's in the Yemei Nikim because it's going to what? She's going to be more nervous. She'll be more aware. She'll be more awake. And she'll know, Lamai says, there might be problems. But if you're not, you don't have that awareness, then we're concerned. So either one is out to the Sfira, conceptual din in the sphere, the Shiva Nikim, or the other one is just practically make sure there's a blood. But my nafkaminit might be 2 nafkaminis. Let's close with this, it's already late. Okay? But let's close with the 2 nafkaminis. The first reasoning a woman Lamaisa can't count the days she's Mesiach Das, but Lamaisa, what about the Yom Rishon Lefnei Mitzias HaKesem? Are those going to be good? Let's say she counted 3 days, then she was Mesiach Das 2 days. So can she count, you know, 4 more days, Lamaisa, and just go to mikveh? So there's no hechreich, Lamaisa, that the shivish yomim have to be ritzufim. So according to the first reasoning, why not? The first day she counted. But if you hold like the second reasoning, no, we have a big problem, Lamaisa, that maybe she was unaware there was a flow of blood, she's Mesiach Das, and therefore it's Soser, the minion, she's going to have to count 7 new days. So good nafkaminit. Another nafkamini would be Lamaisa. Let's say she was Mesiach Das, Rak Chelik from the day. And then she recounts, let's say, in another mistake, they found out for a few hours. They made a mistake, the neighbors, they realized the neighbors made a mistake, and she was right. So what do you say for those few hours, Lamaisa? So, again, according to what? According to the first model, she counted that day, right? She counted that day, so maybe it would be a begam. According to the second reason, maybe those few hours there's a flow of blood, and maybe that would cause her. So Halacha Lamaisa says the Shariyara, we'll close with this. He says, Nitin Lachosh Rak Latam Rishon Shal Niltztaka. Hasachas Das is not so to the Minyan Chalutin. That's what he wants to tie it. So he wants to say if it's a Chelik of the day, it would still be fine. Okay? We'll get to some other Nafkaminis tomorrow. We'll start sharing with that with this Niltztaka. But, okay, we have to finish this mile, and then we got to get into the Shulchan Aruch, and, okay, we'll see, hopefully we'll try to get it finished tomorrow, maybe even start, we'll see. Okay, we'll stop here. Is anyone wanting to give a chabura this week? It's Tuesday already. Yoni, yeah? No? You're not going to San Diego for a few months. You got time, right?
Less than a month.
All right. Okay, so if anyone wants you, let me know. David? Nobody? No? No one wants to give. Okay, anyone wants to give, I'll give. All right. No problem. Are you sure? Go ahead.